We present another in the series of war air stories by that ace of all air story writers, George Bruce. George Bruce was a pioneer in flying. His stories are reflections of his own crowded life and of the lives of other American war pilots. They are published exclusively in Aces Magazine, which, incidentally, has the largest newsstand sale of any magazine devoted to flying stories. The scene of today's story is laid in the Envoré sector of war-torn France, the Fagon flying field of the American 5th Squadron. Cochrane, a red-headed Irish boy, taxis his plane to a halt before number one hangar, drags himself out of the seat, and is met by Hendricks, the squadron CO.
Major, ask me where they are. Where Green is and Burgess and Willis. Go ahead, ask.
I'm sorry, old son.
You'll have to go to Germany and ask that devil von Haus. He got those boys. Set us up in a morning like this to attack a fiend as smart as that German ace. Set us up in a bunch of lousy crates that ain't no more than floating rat traps. You know, these wallops were taken from von Haus in his damn 31st Jagdstaffelart accidents. They're handed out by superior flyers and the best ships in the world. And we got it this morning, let me tell you.
Easy, lad, easy.
What the hell do they mean by sending us up to fight that flock of buzzards? We never had a chance. Von Haus got loose. Nobody could stop him. God, how that Prussian can fly. First he shot down Willis and Burgess, and then he got on young Green's tail.
What happened to him?
Oh, what the devil do you think it happened to a kid just out of school? Von Haus cut the ship right out from under him, the baby killer.
I'm damn sorry, Cochran.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, here's something to be really sorry about. John Cormorant tried to save Green. Cormorant sped, went after von Haus and that black fucker with the white skulls painted on the wings. And then... Oh, God.
Kid.
Oh, go on, let me go, Mom. I'm all right.
Oh, God, don't tell me Cormorant is...
I'm telling you that you've lost the best commander that a flight ever had. He wasn't a kid like the rest of us. Captain Cormorant could fly. If he'd had something to fly in, then he could have got von Haus, too. Why didn't he go by me like a bat out of hell? I could see his face with that twisted nose and his big grin and his jaw sticking out like a dreadnought. You know that tough face of his, Major. Well, for once, it looked happy.
So Captain Cormorant was shot down?
No, no. His lousy crate conked on him. His motor went dead and his ship stopped flat in midair. And then von Haus rolled over under him and let go with both guns. I saw Cormorant fall over and over, blazing like a comet. He was fighting to straighten her out right to the last. But I saw him hit the ground, Major. Oh, I can't stand it, Hendricks. I can't stand it. Cormorant hit, and he hit in German territory. There was a big flash.
Stop it. Stop the plane. Oh, I'm burning. Baby killer's got me.
Where am I now? Where am I?
Oh, the pain.
Oh, my bold Yankee. Sinner comes to life, eh? Cut in Himmel, but there's one tough piece of beefsteak.
Oh, I can see. Where am I?
In the field hospital where you have been for 3 days unconscious. Thanks to me, you are alive. I brought you here.
You're Von Haus, huh? The baby killer.
Burn spine. But Dr. Dietrich says you are to live.
Yeah, I can save you, young man.
Oh, for God's sake, doctor, stop the pain.
In one moment you shall sleep again. But Captain von Haus has come for a word with you. Yeah, von Haus. Speak quickly here, Captain. He's in no condition.
Look, you Yankee, they make your proposition.
Proposition? Oh, God, I am dying.
You are not dying, my friend. Your brains were no more fatal than the broken legs and smashed ribs. The greatest doctor of the fatherland has saved you to live.
Damn you, what do you want?
Listen to me. You will live, Yankee, but what a life. You know how you are burned in the face, my friend. Burned beyond human recognition. You have no faith at all. It is to laugh. Yeah. You are without any face at all. You understand? Your goggles save the eyes from the flames, but the rest is gone. Gone. You want to live with such a skull? Fine. The right Dr. Dietrich can save you from such a fate. The master surgeon will make you a face. Yes, Herr Doctor?
Yeah, a fine new face. In time, a splendid face. Have I not done it before? I have made faces out of nothing. God knows there's flesh enough on hand to work with.
Yeah, Yankee. A new face. but only on one condition.
What's your game, Van House? What do you want of me?
Live as you are, burned faceless youth. Well, you will not like it so. A veritable Frankenstein, eh? But if you agree to what I want, you shall be as good as new. Lips, cheeks, you shall have a splendid nose.
You have to torture me. What do you want, then?
This is my plan. You will pilot a plane. You will stage sham battles with me. We will tour Germany together on exhibition flights. You will speak through me to my people. You will be flying one of your own inferior ships. You will fly against me, Von Haus, the greatest of German aces. And I will fly rings around you to prove the superiority of German flyers and planes against Allied men on ships. My country will flock to join the service. And I will gather together the greatest Jagdstaffel in all the world. Our enlistments have been slow, but you and I will bring them in. You will promise yourself to the Kaiser for a face.
Get away. Get out of here. I'll strangle you, you rotten dog.
Nein, you will give your word of honor to do as I say. For a face, you will do it.
I'll kill you for this, Von Haus. I'd rather live with the face of a pig.
And you have it, my friend. Herr Doctor, the mirror.
Here, Herr Captain.
There, my fine Yankee. Take a good look. The mirror does not lie, my friend. That is you. You like it, eh?
For God's sake, take it away. Take it away. God, take it away. I haven't any face. I haven't any face. Oh, God, I promise. I'll fly with you.
And so, my friend, the day has come to remove the mask. Off with the bandages, and you shall see yourself physically perfect again. How you feel today, huh?
I feel good enough. So I got a new mug, have I?
Ah, guten Morgen, Captain Van Haus.
Guten Morgen, Herr Doctor. Well, well, Captain Cowan. You look yourself in the eye today.
Let's get it over with, then.
Into the chair. So, it will hurt a little. Yes. Thank God it's done. There, the last bandage.
Marvelous. Perfect. The man is an Adonis.
Give me that glass.
By God in heaven. Whose face is that?
That's me, is it? Say, so you think that's me? You lousy, rotten punk of an army medic. Come on, take it.
Stop looking at me.
Come here, look. There I have him. What's the matter, you dog? Are you not satisfied? You with himself never had a better mouth.
I'd like to break your neck for this, you bosh hound. Give me a face, did you? A face like a little boy.
Stop that kicking or I riddle you. You have a face, have you not? Better than that burnt skull you were left with. You should complain. Do not your countrymen name me the baby-faced killer? Himmel. The face of a baby, then, is just what you deserve. Are you going on tour with me at once? You will not break your word.
All right. What the hell do I care? I'm not John Cormoran anyhow. I'll go.
Leave me alone for a minute, will you?
I'll go.
So, we'll leave you alone for a few minutes. Come, Doctor.
That's not me. I'm not John Cormoran. Not for this sweet map. It was John Cormoran made that bargain with those devils. I'll smash that promise the first chance I get. I'll kill Von Haus if it's the last thing I live to do.
Another day. Does this cursed rain never stop? And another bunch of those kids from the ground school for me to take it for the slaughter. I tell you, Major Hendricks, I'm sick of it. Sick of it, you hear?
We're all sick of it, boy. But this seems the only way of stopping it. You'll find the new man over...
Man, is it? Bah. What our outfit wants is another John Cormorant to run the show. Poor old John. It's been over a year since Cormorant went. And the Jerrys have been laying it all over us ever since. Where do they get those pilots?
The sky around here is full of new ones and good ones all the time. We need a man like Cormorant.
Cochran, I haven't wanted to show you this, but I've got to.
What is it?
Came through from the last night.
Let me have a look at it. To all pilots of the Air Service AEF, it is reported that one Captain John Cormorant, formerly of the 5th American Pursuit Squadron, is now in active service in Germany, assisting Baron von Haus in spreading propaganda to discredit the Allies and bolster the enemy morale. Oh, by heaven, Hendricks, this can't be true. Who started this rot? Why, Captain Cormorant?
Major Hendricks.
Come in.
Major Hendricks. There's a man outside who insists on seeing you, sir. Straggler, by the looks. Says he was a flyer with the British Air Force. Wants to join our outfit. He's unarmed, sir.
Turn him over to the guard.
Don't turn me over to the guard, sir. I'm a pilot. Can't find my bloody outfit.
What's your name, Neil?
Name? I can't remember, Major. I got a knock on the head. But I promise you I can fly. I've been in the base hospital at Vauxhall.
Turn him over to the guard. Have the OD call Vauxhall. Get a line on him.
Yes, sir. Come on, you.
Listen, Cochran.
Yes.
Get a look at that chap's face.
I did.
Something familiar about the eyes. He carried himself like a flyer, but a queer, young-looking face.
Yes, it was queer, sir. And he gave you a damn funny look.
Boy's face.
Well, why not? Why not? The 5th Pursuit is getting to be nothing but a damned kindergarten anyway. But this report, sir. Do you mean to tell me that you believe... It's an attack, sir.
Come on, Captain. Let's go.
Yes, will you, sir. Take your hands. That man got away.
Very close, very close. Make it for the ship.
By God, he's under that gang of new men.
Look, look, he's taken off.
Stop that man.
Speak to all, they think he's one of us.
Stop him.
Stop him. Get that man there.
Hey.
Look. Look, by God, that's Von Haus's ship. That one with the skulls and the wings.
Look out.
He's off. God, that man's a flyer.
He's shooting already.
That man climb. Hey, they're dropping on him. Look, Hendricks. Look, he's got the one off his port wing. There, it's crashed.
The house is dropping on him.
He's got him, Cochran.
No, stands away.
Good.
That fellow's got the second Dutch.
Yes.
Did you ever see such a zoom?
Yes, who is that baby-faced kid? Hendricks. Von Haus is missed.
Look at the kid, Chandel.
Hey, Von Haus is on his tail.
Look out, kid!
Kid's going to get him.
Get him, kid.
Let him go.
Look at that kid go.
He's got him now. He's got him.
He's got Von Haus. The kid got the German ace. Von Haus falls.
They're both falling. There goes the German.
And there's the kid.
Right in the middle of the field.
Is he dead, Major? Did they get him out in time?
A bad crash. His face is all smashed up. But that seems about all.
I'm all right. Is that you, Cochran?
What's that?
That you, Kim?
You know me?
All the time. I'm Cormorant.
What is this you're saying? You, Cormorant?
Yeah. It's me, kid. Oh, what's left of me?
Oh, John.
I'm done for, Cochran.
Oh, no, Captain, no. You gotta pull through. The 5th needs you, John. The 5th needs you.
I'm all through, kid. My face.
Oh, well, that'll be all right, Captain. Honest, it will. They'll fix that face up.
You mean this face is wrecked? Did I crack up that pan? Say.
Oh, don't, please, Captain. You gotta hang on. We need you, John.
Okay, youngster. Only this time. Tell the Sawbones to give me a nose I can thumb.
The dramatized story by George Bruce you have just heard was taken from Aces, the Pioneer Air Story magazine. Your news dealer has George Bruce's latest story featured in the current issue of Aces.